Strauss is an investigative reporter for Black Club Chicago, and the headline alone grabbed my attention. It's not unusual sometimes for people to say, oh, that's a death hospital, but boy, there's some facts that have backed up your story. Thanks for joining us, Manny. Tell everybody where this hospital is.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Yeah, so Community First Medical Center is located on the northwest side in Portage Park. It's a for-profit safety net hospital, which basically is a designation given to hospitals that serve large populations of you know, folks that are on government-sponsored insurance, such as Medicaid and Medicare.
So
you know, the hospital has been, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just, the for-profit hospital. Are many hospitals for-profit? Honestly, I never look into that.
Yeah, no, not many hospitals are for-profit. There are even fewer that are safety net hospitals. This is like one of three safety net hospitals in the state that are for-profit. So there are some, but not many.
And the problem with for-profit is their bottom line is the most important thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, just like any, you know, any form of business, whether it's your mom and pop, you know, business or a, you know, for-profit hospital, the idea is to generate revenue for shareholders. And, you know, they operate in the same way.
And tell everybody the story that captured your attention that made you want to do a deeper dive into what is happening at this hospital.
Yeah, well, so there were many, as you can imagine. But one that really stuck with me was an incident that happened in December of 2022, you know, a couple weeks before Christmas, where a woman was brought into the emergency room after, you know, fainting and struggling to breathe. So her family called the paramedics for help. They rushed her to the hospital. But when she arrived at the hospital, they never triaged her or medically assessed her condition. All they did was put a wristband on her as an ID and kind of just left her there. And state investigators who, you know, looked through the footage of what happened show a woman who's struggling. You know, I mean, she's sort of like her body's coming in and out of consciousness. Her family's trying to console her. One family member goes to the triage center about three times asking for a nurse for help. No one comes. Eventually, when a nurse does arrive, it's too late and the woman dies in the waiting area.
And she was 27, right?
She was 27 years old. It was a sudden heart condition that happened, according to Cook County Medical Examiner.
And of course, you know, I thought that was the greatest aspect to that story is there are video cameras. Everything the family was saying is true because the investigators found it on video.
Yeah, they found it on video. They placed the hospital on a corrective action plan that the hospital had to abide by. And which they were able to get out this corrective action plan, you know, just several months after the incident took place.
Okay, so that was one of the stories that you featured to point out the issues. And how does this hospital, how does Community First respond when you point out this is what has happened and they already know?
Yeah, so Community First wouldn't respond to what they called you know, unverified anecdotal information. But what they did say is they acknowledged that the hospital has been struggling for years. And they point to the financial issues that they've had from when, you know, the state wasn't passing a budget, you know, over 10 years ago, or almost 10 years ago, I should say, to currently what's going on with slow Medicaid reimbursement programs, which is causing the hospital to sort of struggle to sort of get that financial need that they have to invest into services.
What does it take to truly hold a place like this accountable?
You know, it involves, I believe, you know, state investigators to continue checking in on the hospital. You know, the incident that we talked about just moments ago is an extreme case, but we have reported on things from, you know, cross-contamination among bio-waste and regular waste. We've talked about how a patient went into the hospital unable to breathe because her tracheotomy was clogged. And when, you know, after 3 hours of not getting help, when they finally went to get help, the outlets had no power. So they were stranded trying to find a working outlet that it can help this woman sort of start breathing again. So it's a litany of issues that we've reported on.
And in your article, you said the ER and other units were operating with ratios of as many as 8 patients for each nurse. That's in the ER. That seems unusual, although I don't know what the normal ratio is.
Yeah, so a safe ratio, one that, you know, nurses nurses union, as well as other healthcare professionals like to recommend, is no more than 3-to-1. The lower the ratio, the better, because patients get to have, you know, direct attention. On average, though, a 2021 study in Illinois showed that about, you know, the average nurse or patient to nurse ratio was about 5-to-1. So Community First was well over that, were 7 or even sometimes 8-to-1, according to internal records that were shared with me.
And what's heartbreaking is these are some of the most vulnerable people in the Chicagoland area, right? I had read that 95% of Community First patients had government-sponsored insurance or no insurance, because in other situations, wealthier neighborhoods or, you know, they'd hire a lawyer. There might be, you know, a financial push against an entity like this for causing death or not preventing it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and this hospital treats, you know, majority low-income patients. You know, the migrant population has been growing over the years there as well. So, you know, the access to litigation is hard, you know, for folks that are in that situation, you know, which is concerning, right? I mean, no one, regardless of income level, should be, you know, subjugated to this kind of care that we outlined in the story.
And when the Illinois Department of Health and Family Services say the hospital has failed to submit mandated reports despite multiple notices, what do they do about it? I mean, at what point is this hospital deemed, I don't know. I don't know how the medical industry works, but it seems if there are these many issues and they're not complying, should they be open for business?
Yeah, and to that point, you know, that was in reference to the hospital. You know, this is a private for-profit hospital that has received over $75 million in the past 5 years through federal and state grants. So that is without including any kind of government reimbursement for these kind of programs. It's just flat-out grant dollars. And, you know, one State Department said, you know, when I reached out asking, like, hey, have you all followed up or audited any of these grants to make sure that they were putting it where they said they were supposed to be placing it? And, you know, they said that, you know, they've been reaching out to the hospital to provide these records so that they can review, and they haven't done so as of this month.
Your story is really in depth. How much time did you spend on this? It seems like you would have put months of work into it.
Yeah, over a year. I started reporting on this story in June when we first wrote about their parking garage being condemned by the city and shut down to the public, and that sort of led me down this rabbit hole to continue reporting further.
Well, I encourage people to read it. It's the title again, because I get caught up in the death hospital title, and that's what grabbed my attention. But where can people find it and read it for themselves?
Yeah, you can go to blockclubchicago.org. The story is called Some Call It the Death Hospital, Inside the Northwest Side Medical Center Plagued by Problems.
It's in Portage Park, and the name of the hospital again?
Community First Medical Center.
Manny, great work. I encourage people to go read it, because we trust when we walk into a medical institution that we're going to be treated fairly, treated well, and treated in a manner that we will get well. And it doesn't seem that's always the case. So thank you for reporting on this.
Thank you again for having me on.